From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Monitors are saying airstrikes on a rebel-held town in northwestern Syria killed dozens of people on Saturday, including civilians, fighters, and prisoners. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights did not say whether the strikes in Idlib province were carried out by Syrian or allied Russian warplanes, which have both bombed the area in recent weeks. In a separate development, Reuters has quoted sources saying a deal has been reached under which international relief agencies will begin delivering humanitarian aid tomorrow to an opposition-held town under siege from pro-government forces. Aid deliveries at the same time also will take place in two villages blockaded by the rebels. Kosovo's worst political crisis since declaring independence from Serbia in 2008 continues to deepen, with thousands of opposition protesters taking to the streets. That was in the capital, Pristina, on Saturday to denounce the country's elected officials and set fire to the government's headquarters. The crowd was angered by an EU-brokered deal with Serbia, which allows Serbian-majority municipalities within the predominantly ethnic Albanian state to establish an association and have more autonomy. Police used tear gas to disperse the crowd, estimated to be at 8,000. The conflict between Saudi Arabia and Houthi rebels in Yemen is drawing in participants from across the Red Sea. Eritrea officially announced its readiness to support the initiative. In exchange for its involvement, Eritrea reportedly receiving money and fuel, however telling the Voice of America they're simply defending their allies. This is VOA News. An estimated Egyptian affiliate of the extremist Islamic State group says it carried out an armed attack on Saturday that killed members of security forces on their way to work on the outskirts of Cairo. The gunman targeted a car carrying a police officer and a soldier in Gaza's Giza province. German tourist Barbara Wolf described the scene to an AP reporter.
There was many policemen around, and we saw a dead person on the floor. He was half naked, only the bath trousers he had on. And the other man next to him, he screamed of pains, but nobody did anything.
In a separate attack earlier, knife-wielding militants stabbed three tourists dining at a hotel in a Red Sea resort. Kurdish workers in northern Iraq are digging trenches in areas bordering territories held by the Islamic State. Kurdish authorities say the trenches are being dug for security reasons, but some Iraqis claim the action is aimed at establishing a regional border. Robert Rafael reports.
The Kurdish regional government is planning a big dig, a trench nearly 1,000 kilometers long, stretching from northern Mosul south to Diyala. The Kurdish Peshmerga commander in Kirkuk, General Murad Mohammed, told VOA areas newly liberated from Islamic State have to keep up their defenses.
This trench will protect the area from Daesh, who want to invade Kurdistan.
The bulldozers are digging a ditch 3 meters wide and just as deep, large enough to prevent one of the militants' deadliest weapons. The head of the Iraqi Parliament's Defense Committee told VOA his government is suspicious of the Peshmerga's intentions. He said trenches are not necessary for security and instead believes the dig is aimed at separating Kurdish territory from the rest of Iraq. Reporting for Dilshad Anwar, this is Robert Rafael, VOA News.
The Mexican government is willing to extradite the captured drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States. This is a sharp reversal for the government's position after El Chapo's capture in 2014. Guzman's escape in July from a maximum security prison was a point of friction between Mexico and the U.S., which had requested his extradition. Extradition process could take months, and Guzman's lawyers expected to fight it. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country conducted a hydrogen bomb test on Wednesday as self-defense, he says, from the danger of nuclear war caused by what he referred to as U.S.-led imperialist. Kim's comments were the first official response to the test, which angered traditional ally China and set off a firestorm of criticism in capitals across much of the world. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.